Let's talk about the drama of this fall's elections in the U.S. Maybe you don't think they're so dramatic. People aren't paying that much attention, but well-funded interest groups are. They flooded TV and the internet with ads. Millions of ad dollars come from donors never named in campaign finance disclosures. And more than half of the ads from so-called outside groups are being financed by secret donors, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
When you talk about outside money, there's a good chance you'll talk about billionaire activists David and Charles Koch, especially if you're Harry Reid. The Senate Majority Leader regularly takes to the Senate floor to slam the Kochs for financing a network of conservative groups. Here he is back in March.
This is about two very wealthy brothers who intend to buy their own Congress, a Congress beholden to their money and bound to enact their radical philosophy.
Not that Reid, or almost anyone else, knows how much the Kochs themselves put into their political network. The only publicly disclosed contributions are relatively paltry $4 million. That's what the brothers gave to a super PAC, the one entity in their network that has to reveal its donors. All the other components are classified as 501c tax-exempt organizations, meaning they can keep their donors secret. This cycle has more ads than ever in Senate races, and more of them come from outside groups. Erica Franklin Fowler is a director of the Wesleyan Media Project, based at Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
We're seeing lots more outside group spending this cycle than in previous cycles. So outside groups account for 40% of total airing cycle to date.
That's compared to 32% last time around. The Wesleyan Project finds that the biggest outside group in House and Senate races is Senate Majority PAC. It's a liberal super PAC that discloses its donors. But overall, secret money has paid for more than half of all the outside group ads. Americans for Prosperity ranks second after Senate Majority PAC. It's the cornerstone of the Koch network, and it has run 34,000 ads starting last fall, with hits like this one in North Carolina.
Obamacare doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Tell Senator Hagan to stop thinking about politics and start thinking about people.
Now AFP is off the air, focused instead on voter mobilization. This summer, the group's president, Tim Phillips, said it's on the ground in 35 states.
We operate in every region of the country and in every kind of state. We go where we think we can make a difference for our policy agenda.
The Wesleyan Project estimates that AFP's long ad campaign cost $17 million. There are no estimates for the field operations. AFP is a tax-exempt group, so it discloses little of its spending and none of its donors. This lack of transparency traces back to decisions by federal courts and the Federal Election Commission. It infuriates those who say disclosing political money is a good thing. Heather Gerken is a professor at Yale Law School.
Voters are not idiots. They realize that if someone is funding something secretly, there may be a self-interested reason they're funding it.
There are hints of change in the way the outside money moves.
I think the future of undisclosed political money is not bright.
Craig Engel is a campaign finance lawyer in Washington. His clients include some of the secretive outside groups.
More and more people are more and more comfortable with disclosure, especially if there are no contribution limits.
That describes super PACs, disclosure but no limits. Engel says that's where some political operatives are headed. But it also seems unlikely that donors, at least those wealthy donors who like to influence politics with secret cash, will be rushing to follow along. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.